Springfield Police Deputy Chief John Barberi will be promoted to commissioner by Mayor Dominic Sarno. The announcement Wednesday preempted a vote by the City Council to put control of the police department in the hands of a civilian board. Sarno, who tapped Barberi over two other deputy chiefs with more seniority, called him a progressive and innovative leader.
Thank you, Mayor Sarno, for the confidence you've shown in me. I'm humbly honored to have been selected as next Springfield Police Commissioner.
Barberi, who will succeed Commissioner William Fitchett when he retires at the end of May, said he has a five-point plan to reduce crime in Springfield that involves more proactive patrols and real-time responses to crime trends.
If somebody breaks into your house, you're satisfied that the person's caught. But if the police are on top of their game and we're aware of where breaks concerned and your house is never broken into, then you're a satisfied city resident. And that's my goal. I want people to be satisfied with their police service, and I want them to be happy living in the city of Springfield.
Barberi said during the two-month transition period, he will make details of his crime-fighting plan public and will meet with community leaders and activists, including those who were critical of the process of picking the new commissioner.
I'm a new police commissioner, and I have to work to earn the Springfield Police Department and the public's respect and trust in that position.
Barberi's appointment was praised by Jose Claudio, an activist in Springfield's North End neighborhood, where Barberi has directed an innovative community policing program that is credited with dramatically reducing gang violence.
He really cares about the city. He really cares about everybody individual, and it's going to make a big difference in the city of Springfield. Good appointment by the mayor.
Barberi joined the Springfield Police Department in 1988. He's been a supervisor for the last 19 years and was appointed a deputy chief in 2009. Sarno conducted closed-door interviews with the department's three deputy chiefs, the only candidates for the job of police commissioner. The city council approved a non-binding resolution asking for a nationwide search for the next police commissioner. Community groups, including the Springfield NAACP chapter and Arise for Social Justice, called for a more open process to select the next commissioner. But Sarno refused.
I'm acting under the authority as mayor. Some of these groups and individuals have met with me once or twice in issuing their concerns they have and their vision of public safety in the city of Springfield. I will say that publicly now, and so I've heard their concerns, constructive criticisms on that.
Michael Ann Busey, director of Arise, said she would withhold judgment on Barberi's appointment until she learns more about his strategies for law enforcement. She decried the lack of transparency in the selection of the police commissioner.
I hope this particular process will never be replicated again. That might mean we need a mayor who's more open to community input than Mayor Sarno has proved to be so far.
A majority of the city councilors co-sponsored an ordinance to replace the Office of Police Commissioner with a five-member appointed board of civilians. A special meeting had been scheduled for Friday to vote on the ordinance. But City Council President Mike Fenton canceled the meeting on Wednesday, saying Sarno's appointment of a new police commissioner preempted Friday's vote. Fenton said he would continue to work to make the police department more accountable to the public.
So I'm happy to entertain compromises on this subject of the police commission. I think there's a variety of hybrid approaches which can be taken.
The incoming commissioner, Barberi, said he would continue the policy of Commissioner Fitchett and work with a civilian board that holds hearings on cases of alleged police misconduct and makes disciplinary recommendations to the commissioner. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.